people say pot smokers are stupid.
What is that in this fashion? Wait, I gotta go this way. I gotta go this way because the world is bad. That's. Oh, you fuckos. Alright, well, I can just pull out here and make it happen. Yeah, they're selling that, they're gonna do another run of the NT Mini, which, you know, eBay prices for the NT Mini had been skyrocketing for a while now. So this is to help people from having to pay those gouged prices, and for me to think, man, I should have sold my NT Mini. They're saying that it's got a better cartridge slot on it and a new UI, which I wonder if they'll do new firmware for the old NT Mini or if there's something different about it. I don't, that's the Mister has kind of made me not need the NT Mini at all. There are definitely some systems, you know, if you're running the unofficial firmware that they put out for that, then there are certainly some cores that don't, that are not, you know, playable, you know, there's no open source version of that for the Mister or anything like that. Like the, what is it, like the Game King and some other shit like that. That's okay. But yeah, I'm trying to remember. Like, I think the last time they did a run of the NT Mini was when I bought my NT Mini, which was years ago. So, you know, they haven't been, it's not like they've been selling them actively this entire time. This is just like, hey, we're going to do one more run of these and bring it back. So I think specifically because demand had gotten great enough that they were like, okay, let's do it. And also, yeah, like I said, you know, the eBay prices for the NT Mini seemed like they were just getting further and further out of control. So good on them to do another run, I guess, you know, if the demand's there and all that other stuff to kind of, hopefully they're going to undercut the eBay pricing and not just fucking gouge people themselves. But yeah, I don't know. It's a well-made device. Like it's, or at least the, you know, the one I have, the first one, I assume this is just going to be pretty much the same thing with some minor changes. But also you've got the Analog Pocket coming out eventually here, and that's probably going to run most of that same stuff. And, you know, between that and the dock, you can play that on a TV as well. So, I don't know. The usefulness of an NT Mini seems debatable long-term, you know? Assuming that there's an NES core for the Pocket. $500. Yeah, that's, is it really, is that the, I mean, it's a really nice metal case. Like it's a really, it feels like a premium item, you know, it's heavy. at least the original NT Mini was, so I don't know. Yeah. It's $500. That's too much money. Honestly.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get, 2 chicken McGriddles with cheese and a large Diet Coke.
That'd be all?
Yeah, that's it.
First one, the
All right, thank you. I don't remember what that thing cost originally. I assume it was $500. That sounds right. I mean, it sounds wrong in a way, but when you think about the Super NT and the Mega SG and those prices, you know, but also those are plastic cases and all of those stuff. I think the thing that made more sense to me was the notion of like, hey, do a plastic version of the NT Mini, you know, a cheaper version that you can kind of keep in stock more regularly the same way they do the newer models. But I don't know what the thinking is there.
Hi.
Yep. Thank you. You too. Hi, how you doing? Thanks. Shit fell, but that's okay. I'm gonna stop at this gas station over here and get gas. I think, you know, like, you know, I've said it before, and I think the same holds true for the NT Mini. The thing for me is, like, I just don't place a lot of premium value on cartridge slots on stuff like that. It's just not, I don't care. I would much rather have a self-contained device that just stores the games at this point. It's a convenience thing, more than anything else. And, you know, it's like, I don't want to have to keep my cartridges out. Like, you know, I put them away. It's fine.
Any hot topics? Weed, that's a good one. I love.
This freeway on-ramp sucks. This part of town is shitty. Great to start off with a great song performed by great artists. L1W.mid.
those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee,
the hunter, aka Mr. Montage. Have you seen the moves? He got me, my gosh, I Lesson 32. Stickiness. A sticky website is one where a visitor arrives and finds it difficult to leave. This is of vital importance to the success of your online business. There is no point in bringing visitors to your site if they instantly leave. Besides getting traffic to your site, you need to know how to keep your visitors there and how to make them return.
I already know how to keep a website sticky.
These two concepts are closely related. The more time people spend on your site,
this is
I hope that the next Dota patch comes out good. Yeah, better than this. Stop fucking around with this. Get back to Bells and the Dota. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the bathroom. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Son, where'd you find this?
It's Chet Hayes, baby.
It's Chet Hayes, baby.
Last night was crazy, just made it home. Hoping you love my found room in my phone. All I remember is going to the club. Out on the floor, that's where I fell in love with you. A queen for kings, a dream for two. When the crowd just disappears, like we're only people here.
And it's you and I.
I still be working at home, club on fire with a perfect man. That's not my whole life, trying to search for that. But with you, I think I found it. I play the game, I hang it up. They're all the same as change it up. Cause you're the one, yeah, you're the one. No way we get around it.
Cause you're the finest girl I ever seen. put my calling card through the side of your brain. Call me Mr. 47, never given a name. And if you have a hit, I'll be there right away. Don't forget, write the check to the ICA. I prefer cash or credit, but I'm fine with paying. Once I'm paid, I'll get up and drive away and find me another client with a life to take. You never understand the price of fame until you treat life like crime's a game. I might walk in disguise with some fine champagne. Pop, when you're down, I'll ignite the flame. Walk out with the fire flames.
Really nailing the tone of Hitman, you know?
Baby who's denied a name. I'm pissed off at the world and it's time to pay.
Blame the messenger cause I never wanted you dead. I'm only doing my job, cause killing's what I do best. And you can pray all you want.
This is fucking so whack. So fucking terrible. Listen to this fucking bullshit.
I'm a clone, but nobody owns me. Work alone, but don't call it lonely. Super soldier, no one controls me. Maybe when you're dead, you can say you know me.
Know me.
Got the quick hands of a hitman. It was written into my genetic plan. You'll never catch me. Nope. I'm gonna get damned. Yep. Any evidence? You'll never find it, man. Just another life I've taken. The investigations got me so frustrated I can smash the faces. Cops on my tail, but I always shake them. Wasting the time, cause the shadow chasing. Sometimes I wanna rape.
God damn, man.
Been the subject of myth and magic for centuries. And of course all mythical creatures are based on that which has existed in times past.
Oh yeah.
Or has been seen by clairvoyants and psychics in inner planes.
No kidding.
Now unicorns are returning to help humanity rise to higher levels. They are etheric creatures. Magnificent white horses with a spiraling horn of pure light radiating from the third eye. The unicorn's horns are visible radiations of spiritual energy in the same way as the wings seen around an angel. Unicorns are part of the web of light which serves our planet, and they live in the seventh dimension. The seventh heaven.
Okay.
They are of the angelic realms, white horses which have ascended into the higher dimensions.
Damn, son, just where'd you find this?
Horses reincarnate until they become perfected beings. In their case, they return to Earth again and again to learn their lessons until they become white horses and can ascend.
Oh boy.
Over centuries, humans have not treated horses well, but in some way that has helped their ascension, because they have faced the challenges offered by our attitude with love. We bear karma, of course, but every time you send love to a horse, karma is mitigated and you help every creature's journey to ascension.
Yeah,
fully clothed in a body of flesh with a wonderful dignity and light. People will sense this and respond to it. This will remind people that horses really are highly evolved beings gracing our planet with their presence. Then we will start to treat them with honor, kindness, dignity, and respect. The great ascended beings, the unicorns, are entering this plane of existence once more. And this is the result of all the prayers sent by humanity for help in this time. While unicorns came from Nakuma, an ascended star near Sirius, at present their concentration is on Earth.
So they're from space?
Because of the incredible changes taking place here. The entire universe wants Earth to ascend. Unicorns represent purity and have come to teach humans qualities of dignity, pride, self-worth, and honor. Their function is to trigger once more our innocence. That is the original essence we had the moment we became a divine spark.
I need to back up a little bit here.
He told me that in the late 90s he was standing outside his house thinking about who we truly were and what transformation was really about. As he glanced up at the dark clouds, they parted, revealing a full moon. Suddenly a cloud formed into a perfectly shaped unicorn, even to its spiral horn, and passed across the moon, translucent because of the light behind it. He knew it was a special message, but never understood it until we talked about the return of the unicorns. They also symbolize hope. That is why so many girls love horses. It touches the feminine energy, which has felt collective despair in a masculine-dominated world. People are also very open to the nobility and love offered by horses. Many communicate telepathically with their horses without realizing they are doing so. Unicorns can heal. Any being of the seventh dimension can do so.
Oh.
But unicorns can touch and heal the soul. They reconnect people to their spirit. Just thinking about a unicorn wakens an energy within you that aligns you to the higher realms. When you meet a unicorn in dreams or meditation, maybe even stroking one or riding on one, your soul is connecting to the unicorn energy and great changes take place. A stream of light shimmering with stars enters your aura and cosmic alchemy inspires you. When you think of unicorns, look for a star in the heavenly sky at night and one will twinkle and speak to you. That will be a unicorn connection. When you see a pure, clear stream sparkling with stars, you will have a unicorn connection. The stars represent the magic energy emanating from Merlin's magic wand.
Hang on now.
I have also spoken to people who have felt physical healing from a unicorn. In one instance, the lady physically felt the horn of a unicorn enter her body and touch a place.
Okay, that, all right, that's...
Instant healing took place. Unicorns offer grace. In other words, the stream of shimmering starlight that flashes into someone's soul and when they connect with unicorns dissolves some of the darkness within the soul. Karma melts away in their presence. In the spiritual realms, the unicorns are keepers of ancient magic and mystery. Their horn is like a laser beam which radiates wisdom and enlightenment into people.
It's not what a laser does.
Very often, this laser is directed towards your third eye or heart chakra, and you may receive a charge of information and knowledge. They carry beauty, dignity, grace, healing, joy, and peace. Transmutation and clarity, and help you achieve these qualities. Remember that they can grant wishes to the pure of heart. People who work with purity and innocence connect the magic of the unicorns. Children see them just as they see angels, because they are open and innocent.
Unlike me, I've been very bad.
Get out! stupid horse, I lost that. So I ran out to the track to get my cash back. I just gotta leave this place with a big bag. So I found the fucking jockey and I grabbed it.
Thank you. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She He turns around, just out of concern, comes back to the heart. Then he pulls up in the driveway. My car's parked crooked with the lights on. Then he goes around the back way. He hear the dogs barking like something's wrong. He gets to the back door and discovers it's been broken in. He looks around, pulls his gun out, then proceeds in. Meanwhile, we're laughing and laughing and laughing. But from his perspective, he thinks somebody's crying. He gets closer to the bedroom and he would swear that somebody was coughing and sighing. Meanwhile, we're in the bedroom laughing as I'm trying to continue to explain. She yells out, Sylvester, you're killing me. Said, I swear that it went that way. Then next thing you know, he bust up in a room and said, motherfucker, freeze. And then I look back up at him and said, wait, you're that damn police. Then she screamed, baby, I mean, James.
We've all been there.
Kicking with my woman. I'm a famous clown in a flower crown. My friends are dictated by similar subscriber counts. My channel takes you through my bedroom routine. It's just between.
You guys like techno?
When I was
a young player, my father took me to the Minecraft city to see a Minecraft band. He said, "Son, when you find diamonds, would you be the hero of Minecraft, the Hecht and the Darn?" He said, "Will you defeat them, the creepers, and all the mobs and hackers, the plans that they have made? Because one day, I'll craft you a pickaxe to lead you in the mineshaft to join the block parade."
Never actually gets into the timetables. It's just about the idea of learning your timetables to music. Thank you. like they're never gonna get into it. They're never. This is like an intro for other songs or something. It's, there's not gonna be a breakdown where they start shouting one times one. I know my times tables. Thanks, song. It worked. Just like they said it was gonna.
I ain't mad at you. Now, we was once two brothers of the same kind. Quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line. Now, you were just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stretched to YA and hit the wood swollen. Remember when you had a Jerry Curl, never quite learned. Drinking 90 proof on the roof, tripping off Sherm. Collect call to the till saying how you changed. Are you a Muslim now? No more dope games. Just got the phone call, heard you got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, no time for females. I'm losing touch with my homie, he's a changed man. He is depending on my sending, it's a game plan. When I say I'm living large, all you see is a struggle. When I say I'm still thugging, all you see is the trouble. Congratulations on the wet. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life and everybody miss her. I knew we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to think for your sister, but never kicked it with her. I can see us after school, we bond on the first player. Haters with the wrong set on. Now the whole thing's changed, cause we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same young brother that. When it's time for woke, go toe to toe and watch your brother's back. I can't even lie, cause I'm not laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, but go ahead. I ain't mad. I ain't mad at you. We used to be like distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we wasn't. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting bliss and reminisce on the time we share. Beside bumping and grinding wasn't nothing on our minds. In time we learned to live a life of crime. When buying me back to a place was much too young to know, I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you told me you waited, don't get nobody to my lover. While I be locked up state, I kissed my mama goodbye and wiped the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to face a ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I'm through trying on my smiles for a couple of years. They got me going max. I'm knocking buses on their backs in their cell, thinking, hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touched down, I told my girl I'd be there, so prepare to get love down. My homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Y'all play too many games, but I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Father, forgive us for living while all my homies stuck in prison, barely breathing, believing that the world is a prison. It's like a ghetto we can never leave. A broke.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way, hyphen, hyphen. In short, the period was so far like the present period, at some of its noisiest. Authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a plain face, on the throne of England. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a fair face, on the
Give me a wife and I'll give you a daughter. Bother me and I'll send your ass to slaughter. Twatter, tweeter, I thought it was nice to meet you. Teaser, don't play with my dick unless you try. As I meet around the Freemasons, all I see is haters with their pussies up, thinking they're chunking deuces, but they really fussing. Look, hustle will not save your whack rhymes, cause I took the time and I will not spare your
man,
life.
Fucking Asher
vague
Ross
words
is dope.
For fucking vague rappers. Got
desperately keen on selling me graphics instead of a game. I felt like a cog in a wrecking machine, trying to stay excited for all this shame. Then he came like a string piece of Tetris, like Moltres. You've caught at your door, and I watched him in awe, shaking deep to the core, cause I'm not alone. Have a good day, everybody. I'm here. I'm gonna go. Yeah, learn your times tables. I mean, you're in the mode for it, so.